Hello.
The Attorney General, sir.
Yeah, how are you getting along with the woman?
Oh, just going great.
Did you find out, or do you know that she's Catholic?
She's Catholic.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
That's great. And she got a little Italian blood?
Not according to the rhetoric, but it may be. She's sure got a distinguished-looking Italian husband, though.
And he's a lawyer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really being facetious. I really think this helps on the Volpe thing. What do you think?
I do indeed.
I mean, after all, she's a Catholic married to an Italian.
Yes, it's very should. He is just what you would want a judge's wife to be. He's a plotting mediocrity. And rather distinguished looking, you know.
Is he a lawyer?
Yes, a lawyer, and practiced for 35 years out there without great distinction.
Right.
So that nobody's going to accuse him of influencing the judge's decisions.
Right. Good.
And so far as we can see, he checks out all right. He's been in debt a little bit with some notes at the bank, but he seems to have paid them off and have a reasonably good standing in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So
good.
So far, it just looks great, and she's been reversed enough by the Supreme Court in California in criminal cases to give her a good standing with the law and order people.
Good, good, good.
And she's got a good personality, I think.
Good, good.
People will see that she's not one of these frigid bitches, you know.
That's right, I know, the terrible ones.
Yeah.
Well, this business of the Catholic thing is very good. Married to an Italian. Okay.
So far, it's good, and hopefully we will have a package for you to approve to send to the bar here in the next day or so.
Good. Fine, John.
So that we can keep on target next week.
Great. Great. Good.
I understand you're going to rock them again tomorrow.
I may, yeah. I don't think they expect much.
I wouldn't believe so.
Not much. Okay.
That ought to tip them a little bit.
Right.
Very good, sir.
Right.